Welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you, for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the greatest joys I never could have imagined becoming a priest was being at a parish that has a Catholic school. It's a penance for me not to be over there. And if Father Dave is ever wondering where I am, I'm probably hanging out with the kiddos. But it's just a great, beautiful thing. And the kids have taught me so much in my life. And there's a couple profound reflections you could draw from the experience of being with the kids and what they've taught me. And maybe the first one is that of Eucharistic adoration. Every Thursday we have our Lord on the altar in the beautiful new chapel that we have, and all the kids take turns coming over to spend some time with Jesus. And they ask me when I go over there and teach religion, sometimes some of the kids say, "Father, can we go to adoration? Can we go to adoration?" And I don't think it's just because they want to go to sleep and have quiet time, but I think they actually enjoy spending time in silence, being before the God that created them and having a heart-to-heart conversation. All I can say is when I've been in there and they've come in, it's just been one of the greatest joys to pray with them, to be with our Lord with them. And kids are kids. They're still kids even when they're at prayer, and that's okay. And that's a beautiful thing. And they've really taught me as well what it is to be at prayer with our Lord. It's to be yourself. It's to share your heart with the God who made you, with the God who loves you, and just to spend time with him in silence. And it really made me reflect, why do they want to go to adoration so much? You know, that they can't have their phones. They can't be talking with their friends. They're not interacting with their friends, but they're interacting with their best friend, our Lord Jesus Christ. And that amazing relationship that he has and wants to have with each and every single one of us. In ground zero, the fertile soil in which it happens is silence, which is an amazing thing that our kids these days, as much as they're connected in with technology, cell phones, social media, tablets, games, there's this deep longing in their hearts for silence so that their soul can breathe, the spirit that they have, that it can soar to the heights to be united with God. And I think that's an amazing thing. And I think that's an amazing thing that we can take away from our youth, because our Lord calls us all to be children, to have a beautiful childlike disposition. As life goes on, things get complicated, life gets messy, we get ourselves into situations that are less than ideal, less than beautiful. But at the end of the day, an amazing consolation is Jesus always waits for us, and he waits for us in silence. He waits for us in that language which he longs to dialogue with us, to speak to the depths of our hearts, to touch us, to wound us with his love, so that we can be healed by his grace, by his presence, and by his friendship. So I think this holy season of Advent, we think of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're preparing to celebrate her great feast, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And today is December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so many amazing things happened to her in silence. The Holy Spirit came upon her and overshadowed her. And in silence, God took on human flesh in her womb. Just like in the silence before the beginning of the world, the Holy Spirit overshadowed the waters when creation was brought forth. In Mary, the new Eve brings about the new creation, the new Adam, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the one who gives us new life. That's what we're preparing to celebrate in Christmas. And she took all these things that happened to her in her life, and she pondered them in the silence of her heart. We say, Mary, full of grace. We have grace. Sometimes we're more full of grace. Sometimes we're less full. Depends on, you know, when the last time we went to confession, when we fill up our tank. But she was full of grace because God himself dwelled within her, the source of all grace. So when we need anything in our lives, we should go to the one who is full of grace because she gives us Jesus. She seeks to have him be born again in our hearts, to give us the peace that the world can't give, to give us the peace that only her son, Jesus Christ, can give to us. So we see St. John in the desert, deprived of all things that are pleasurable, of friends, of good food. He was eating locusts and honey. To me, that's not the most appealing, but it did the trick for him. You know, and there was silence, and he was preaching, and people went out to saw him. Lastly, I think we can take a line from St. John the Baptist. Something I've discovered as well as a baby priest in hearing confessions for the first time, especially of our youth, is their longing. They're longing for someone in their life who is going to tell them the truth, who's going to tell them the hard truths of life, so that maybe they can avoid falling into the traps that we might have fallen into in our own lives, to share our wisdom, to share our life experience with the youth. Because if no one tells them, how can they know? And we have the experience of a fullness of life, of growing in virtue, of making mistakes, and our youth don't have this, but they need to hear from us. We have to take the role, like St. John the Baptist, to be the voice crying out in the wilderness, to encourage our youth to come to Mass on Sunday, every single Sunday, the third commandment, to keep holy the Lord's Day. And if their parents don't take them, and you know that they can't make it, offer to give them a ride, to reach out to one's friends, so that we can all become together as God's family, to worship and adore our Lord, to enter in the mystery of what he wants to do for us in our lives, and to be challenged so we can truly know who God is. We can truly know the profundity of the relationship that he wants to have with us, and so that we can experience the peace in the depths of the silence of our hearts that only Jesus Christ can give. When he takes away our sins, when he fills us with his presence, and we can just be kids again. We say in Psalm 42, which the priest prays before Mass to prepare to offer the holy sacrifice, I will go to the altar of God, the God who gives joy to my youth. Whether we're big kids or whether we're little kids, we can have true spiritual joy with the relationship with our Lord. When we come to Holy Mass, when we receive him in Holy Communion, when we hear his word, what his plan is for our life. So to relish in the true joy and to share it with others, and I conclude with the line of St. Paul, welcome one another then as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. It's an invitation to us to be like St. John the Baptist, to preach, to challenge, to teach, to invite, all for the glory of God. That's the only reason why we exist in this world. It's God's gift. It's to share his glory, which is so good, with us and to make it shine forth into the world. May Almighty God bless our families and the rest of our Advent, as we prepare in the silence of our hearts, adoring our Lord, who comes to be born again each and every single day in our hearts. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.